concentrate on nothing but the sound of my voice. Your eyelids are getting heavy. You are growing drowsy. Don't fight it. Trust me. Without ever leaving your chair, we are going on a little trip. It's a place which is not really a place at all. The Vanishing Point.
With us?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, how do you feel?
Fine. It always takes me a moment. Sorry. Sorry, sleepy.
You're relaxing. That's the idea.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we still have a few minutes left. Is there anything further you'd like to talk about?
No. I don't think so.
Have you spoken to your wife since last week?
No. Just on the phone. We're going to have lunch.
Are you looking forward to that?
Are you kidding? Go to some restaurant where she can shout at me and start crying?
Which disturbs you, the confrontation or the audience?
Both.
You needn't meet in a public place. If it bothers you, suggest a change.
No, she won't meet me alone. Don't ask me why.
Why?
Well, I guess she thinks... who knows? I don't know what she thinks, what she wants.
What is it you want from your wife, do you know?
Want?
Mm-hmm.
I just like to get on with her, get back to normal. That's not too much, is it?
No, it seems minimal to me.
Yeah, I mean, other people do it, don't they?
So all you want from the woman you married is to get by, is that right?
Yeah, why not?
As a motive for marriage is pretty slim.
Well, there were other reasons.
And what were they?
Ooh.
No, you don't have to tell me, but I suggest you think about them before your meeting. Do you understand?
Yeah, sure. She told me she's going to a therapist now. Maybe that'll do something.
What do you...
It isn't you... Sorry. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, it isn't you, is it?
Pardon?
You aren't her therapist.
No, of course not. I would have told you.
Right. I'd like to be a fly in the wall in that room.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Have you had any trouble sleeping in the last few days?
No. No trouble.
Any periods of depression?
No.
Well, then, shall we adjourn until Thursday?
Doctor, there is something I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah.
It sounds silly, but the other night I was asleep, dreaming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this dream, I was in my apartment, standing in the kitchen. Then, for some reason, I start throwing things off the table. Newspapers, I don't know what all.
Yes?
And that was it. The dream ended. But when I got up the next morning, it was like I had dreamed. There were papers on the floor.
Well, it's not uncommon that ambient stimuli are incorporated into a dream. If a gust of wind blew the papers off the table, you might hear that.
But the
that.
Windows were closed. I checked.
So you surmised you actually performed this action while asleep?
Yeah.
It's possible. Somnambulism is not uncommon. Why did you find the incident so disturbing?
Because I didn't choose to do it.
No. However, it's not an unusual or abnormal experience. I don't think you need to worry. But we'll talk more about it on Thursday, all right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So I told her we'd think about it, and if you don't want to or don't have time, well, we'll let her know. Okay? Larry?
Huh?
Is that okay?
Is what okay?
Oh, you weren't listening, were you? Here I am, talking away, and you haven't heard a single word.
Cheryl. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, I don't know why I even bother to see you. It's never any different.
I'm sorry. I've got a lot in my mind.
You always have a lot on your mind. At least when you're with me.
Let's not go into this again.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
Look, forget about lunch. Why don't you leave if you want to? This is a stupid idea anyway.
What do you mean?
Go. I'll pay the bill.
Why should I go?
If you're not having a good time...
You don't own the restaurant. You can't throw me out. I'll go when I choose to.
Fine.
The food's good, isn't it?
Who's noticed?
I have.
Good for you.
You don't have to be nasty. When do you go back to work?
A couple of weeks.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You seem better now. You feel better?
I'm okay.
Well, that's what you always say. I'm okay. Then you go stick your head in the oven.
What am I supposed to say? Nobody cares how you feel.
Oh, that's a great attitude. If you talked more about your feelings, people might care. You might not have had a nervous breakdown.
I didn't have
whatever you call it. How is your doctor? Do you like him?
He's okay. I mean, yes, I like him.
What do you do? Talk?
Yeah.
Do you talk about me?
Yes, sometimes.
What do you say?
Hey.
Does he give you drugs?
No, he's not into that. He hypnotizes me.
What?
Yeah, it's for relaxation.
Oh. I thought they just did that for smoking. What's it like?
Well, you don't remember anything after. It's like going blank for 20 minutes.
Well, you'd enjoy that.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems to think it works.
You look better.
Do I?
You look good, actually. That's a compliment.
Oh. Thanks.
Have you been seeing anyone? Any women?
No.
Why not? Probably be good for you. I wouldn't mind.
Well, actually, there is someone. I don't know.
What's she like? Is she pretty?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you. If you think it's over between us.
Hey.
Go right ahead.
Oh, Cheryl, give me a break. So why do you take it? You sit there like a jerk while she lets you have it. Idiot. Where does she get off telling me what I look like, what I should do? If she's so together, she... Ah. Cool it. Doesn't do any good. Just cool down. Who am I seeing? Is that any of her business? Forget it. Christ, this place is a dump. It stinks. There's dust and old cigarettes over everything. Garbage. When am I going to take out that garbage? Well, I'll open a window. That'll do some good. Where did all these dead flies come from? That's better. Night. Air. Have to get outside more. Yeah. Asleep?
Yeah. Sleeping.
Funny. What's funny?
A cat out of the bag. The night out of the blue.
What does that mean?
Dreaming.
Must be.
On a street. Walking. Night. No one's here but me.
Well, sure it's night. That's why you're asleep.
Street lights. Windows. Houses. Turn into the house.
What?
Why?
Where am I going?
Go to the house.
Why?
Go along the path to the door.
Stop. Turn and go back.
Break the glass.
Break it. Break it. No. No. No, go. Run. Run. What? 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 Oh. Doorbell. Okay. Okay. Yeah? Oh. Hi.
Hi, Larry. I didn't wake you up, did I?
No. What time is it?
Almost 11. I did wake you, didn't I? Sorry.
That's okay. Come on in.
I won't stay long. I just wanted to apologize for yesterday. It was stupid of me. Forget whatever I said, will you?
Sure.
Good. You look awful.
Thanks.
No, I mean it. You're really pale. Are you sick?
No, I don't know.
Well, what's wrong then? What happened to your hand? Did you cut yourself?
My hand? The glass.
You broke a glass?
Oh, God.
You should put a bandage on that. It looks really bad.
Look, Cheryl.
Yeah?
When we were together, did I ever do anything at night?
Well, sometimes.
No, I mean, did I ever talk or move around?
In your sleep?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Why?
Well, I think No, forget it. I've got to make a call.
All right.
Larry, do you want to come in now?
Yeah, thanks.
Don't you want to sit down?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, no bother. It sounded urgent. What can I do for you?
Something's really wrong.
Mm-hmm. What, specifically?
Well, I started to tell you the other day. I have these dreams where I'm doing something, only it's real. Mm-hmm. Last night, I tried to break into a house. I cut my hand on the window.
What house? Where?
I don't know. I never saw it before.
Did you go in?
No, there was an alarm. I ran away. But when I woke up, my hand was cut. There was blood.
Did you encounter any person in your dreams?
No.
Not in the house or on the street?
No. It was the middle of the night.
Well, the streets aren't deserted even then. Apart from your injured hand, do you have any waking evidence that the incident actually happened?
Evidence? What do you mean?
Were your clothes disarranged or damp from the rain? Anything?
I don't know. I didn't look. I know it happened.
Do you feel suicidal, Larry?
No.
Any impulse toward violence?
Not when I'm awake.
I'll prescribe medication. And I want you to call me if there are any more dreams.
Yeah. Okay.
Night. Walking.
Alone?
Chestnut trees. Flowers. Old houses. Must be rich people.
Where am I? Have you seen this street?
No. New to me. Find the house.
What? What house?
dreaming.
It must be.
Some story. There. This is it.
What?
Stop and look around.
Where am I? I don't know this house.
Open the gate. Go along the path.
What? What?
To the door. Quickly.
No.
Go in.
No.
Why? Turn the handle.
No.
Go in.
No.
Must be quiet now. Move softly.
Where? What if somebody finds me?
Find the stairway. Go up.
Where am I going?
What am I doing?
No.
Closer.
No. Quiet.
Quiet.
Hello? Is that you?
Quiet.
Who are you? Get out of my house. Just get out. No, just leave me. Leave me alone. Take me.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
There's a light.
Oh, God.
Still night.
4:00.
Home. I haven't been anywhere. I've been asleep. Dreaming.
My clothes.
Why am I dressed?
My shoes. Oh, God.
Telephone.
Oh, God.
Find the number.
Dr. Peterson?
No.
Well, can I speak to him, please?
Are you a family member?
What? No. I'm a patient.
Can you call again in the morning? I don't think the doctor is...
No. This is an emergency.
Okay. I'll check.
Hurry, please.
Yes?
Yeah, Dr. Peterson? This is Larry Davis calling. I'm sorry, but I need your help. It's happened again. This thing and... Doctor.
Yes. Yep. Larry, you'll have to go to emergency at the hospital. I can't help you now.
But I've done something. I know it.
Go to the hospital. I'll telephone when I can.
Why? What's happened? Doctor.
Someone broke into my house and murdered my wife.
What? Hello? No. No, I was here all the time, sleeping. It's impossible. It wasn't me.
What? Hello?
Larry? Where were you? I've been trying to call you all night.
What? I was here.
Why didn't you answer the phone then? I must have called you 20 times.
No, you can't have. I was here. Asleep.
Are you all right? You don't sound very together.
Cheryl, I think I killed someone.
What?
A woman. I killed her.
When? Tonight?
Yes.
Have you told anyone?
No, I...
Larry, stay there. I'll come right over.
No, I have to go. I have to find out.
What? Go where?
Doctor? Yes. I'm sorry, Sergeant. I must have dozed off.
No problem. We're just about through. I wanted to check with you again before we pull out.
Yes, of course.
We're not doing too well out there. One or two latent fingerprints. Neither very good. Won't get the lab report until tomorrow, but I'm not holding my breath. None of your neighbors saw or heard anything. Your wife was on the phone to her sister until 11:30. 20 minutes later, you arrived and found her.
You mean that in that short time that someone came in and...
It looks that way.
But who? A burglar?
No, there's no sign of that. More than likely just some guy off the street.
Oh, why, if not for money?
Well, that's your business, isn't it, Doctor?
Hmm?
Psychology. I don't know what goes on in these people's heads. Some guy walking along the street. Maybe he hears voices or gets drugged up. So he walks into somebody's house.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Doctor. Well, it's getting light out there. Soon be morning. Hmm?
Sergeant, what is it?
Probably nothing. There's a guy down the street. I noticed him earlier watching the house. One of the neighbors, I guess. You know?
Yes.
Okay.
He's one of my patients.
Yeah? You live around here?
No. He phoned me earlier tonight.
Does he usually come to your house?
No, never.
Huh. Maybe I better have a word with him. You want to come along?
Yes.
Now, does this guy have any history of violence?
Not that I know of. He's a recent patient.
Oh. Excuse me. Yeah, hello. I'd like to have a talk. Hey, come back here. Stop!
Going. Get away. Stay on the back street. Out of sight.
What?
What was that? It's a fire truck. It must be. Child, run. Someone might see you. Go to the lakeshore. Find somewhere to hide. A warehouse. Anything. Closer. Turn back. They'll be watching, trying to cut you off. Find an alley. A garage. Up here. Run. I can't run anymore. I have to stop. Oh, it isn't real. I'm dreaming. No. Don't have to worry. I'll wake up. I'll wake up. I'll wake up.
There's a Sergeant Pierce to see you, Doctor. Shall I send him in?
Oh, yes, that's fine.
Doctor!
Hello, come in, Sergeant. I hope you'll pardon the disorder. Let me find you a chair. There you are.
Thanks. Are you moving?
I'm taking a leave of absence for a few months. Time to adjust to all that's happened.
Good idea. Where are you going?
I fly to Los Angeles tomorrow and then the Far East.
Great.
Well, it'll be a change.
What happens to your patients while you're gone?
A colleague of mine's filling in for me, which prompts the house cleaning. My old files go into storage or to the shredder. It's been a big job sorting everything. 15 years of my life.
Yeah, lots of boxes.
Mm.
You feel like music, Doctor?
Pardon me?
All the tapes. Cassettes.
Oh, no. No, I've taken to recording my sessions with patients. It's a precaution against malpractice suits, I'm afraid.
You record all your sessions?
Yes, that's right.
It's not on now, is it?
No.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes?
I understand the probate's completed on your wife's estate.
Oh, yes, last week.
She was a wealthy woman.
We were well off.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good to know you won't have any money worries on your vacation.
Sergeant, I'm quite pressed for time today. Is there something specific you wanted to ask me? My lawyer has my itinerary. He'll inform me of any trial date.
You won't have to worry about the trial.
Mm-hmm.
Our Mr. Davis has been declared unfit, shipped off to Penetanguishene. It'll be at least a year before he's reclassified, if he's ever reclassified.
Well, then...
You know, I had several interesting conversations with the guy after the arrest. I'm sure you know him better than I do. You're a psychologist and all, but he sure didn't seem like a psycho to me.
Well, nor did he to me, Sergeant. I made a serious misjudgment, which cost my wife her life.
Yeah, that's funny, too.
Funny?
Why would he kill her? Now, what did it get him?
I wish I could tell you. Perhaps he wished to strike out at me, his doctor, by hurting the one I loved. Who knows?
Nope. I don't buy that. Motives are motives, psycho or not.
Pardon me.
Did you ever hypnotize him?
No, never.
His wife said you did.
I've never met the lady.
And he told me so himself.
Oh, at all.
Now, what did you tell him after you put him under? Did you order him to go to your house and kill your wife?
What? Sergeant, I really am speechless. I did nothing of the kind.
Then I suppose you could prove it to me, couldn't you? With your tapes. Could you find his sessions in there?
Possibly.
Well, why don't you pull them out then? You can play them for me and prove your case. Or if you're too busy, I'll take them with me.
Those tapes contain privileged information, Sergeant. Without a judge's order, I can't...
Which I can get.
Yes, I'm sure you can. Very well, I think I can find the material that you want. Yes, this carton has the tapes from the period in question.
What? All of this is Davis?
No, as I told you, the recorder ran continuously. You have all my sessions for the last 6 months. Now, that should suffice, don't you think?
Well, isn't there an index or something?
The tapes are dated. Beyond that, I didn't anticipate the need. No, take them if you wish. You can return them to my colleague.
Yeah. I'll do that. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Here, let me get the door for you. Well, good day, Sergeant.
Yeah, sure.
Mary?
Yes, Doctor.
Has the Sergeant gone?
Yes, he just took the elevator.
I have another box full for the incinerator. Could you take it now?
Yes, I'll do it right away, Doctor.
Thank you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, how was that? Feel a little sleepy. It's to be expected. After all, we've had quite a session. Yes, we will return next week, your next appointment. But I warn you, it might not be quite the same. Things are seldom the same at the Vanishing Point.
The Shining Path by Steve Petch. Chris Wiggins was heard as Peterson, Michael Hogan as Larry, Robin Craig as Cheryl, Jill Frappier as the woman and Mary, and David Bolt as the sergeant. Casting consultant was Ann Tate with Catherine Kester. The recording engineer was John McCarthy with sound effects by Anton Zabo, and the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. Original music was composed and performed by Gerald O'Brien. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. The musical theme is by John Roby. And the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. The Shining Path was produced at Studio G in Toronto by series executive producer William Lane. Next week on Vanishing Point, we present The Yellow Wallpaper. Until then, I'm Stan Carew, wishing you good night.